Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra AM live presentation all the way from the city of the port of Spain here in Trinidad and Tobago. We are the time now is 2:30 past 2 a.m. in the morning of the first day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of your time zone, we are welcoming you to this live presentation. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. For us here, it's very, very early in the morning. It is past 2 a.m. in the morning in my blessed, beloved, sceptred Biafra land. The time now is past 7 a.m. in the morning, the same time in London. Depending on where you are in the world, you will find that you are exactly 3:30 past the top of the hour. Therefore, we welcome you, and I mustn't fail to remind you that as we welcome you, we ask you to welcome other people as well. We know that this, as they will say, is an ungodly hour in this part of the world. But our devotion, our duty to our country comes before any other thing. You will not find our detractors waking up by this time to serve their country. You will not have them do all that it takes to restore the dignity of their land by doing exactly the things that we do. Because nobody can, apart from those of us chosen by Chukwu Abiama to pilot his own affairs in relation to the restoration of his own kingdom upon this very earth. Therefore, I welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I also know that my deputy chairman for is up and ready at our controls in London, assisting to ensure that the dissemination of this very information is conducted with the utmost rigor, is conducted with the utmost professionalism. That is why if you go to www.radiobiafra.co, you will receive Radio Biafra. If you go on to satellite, if you point your dish 17 degrees east with any free-to-air receiver on satellite, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is also on Darsat. Radio Biafra is on Asia satellite. We are on China satellite. We are also in the USA, across a whole plethora of platforms all over the world. Radio Biafra is beaming live and direct on satellite to us people's decoders, and by that route to the television that you may be able to listen to Radio Biafra. I cannot tire from welcoming you. I continue to do so, and please ask people to go to either the satellite, radiobiafra.co, to go to tunein.com, to go to radioforest.net. If you go and download TuneIn app, it is the most effective, the most reliable streaming service there is. If you download that on your phone, you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra also can be received via BiafraVoice.com. We can be received via Biafra Television, BTV. Radio Biafra is there. Our logo is exceptional and very, very different to portray the fact that we have taste, class, and decency. If you have a look at it, you know that a group of professionals, of course, ably led by HMFO, is behind it. If you go to Biafra Television, you will be able to get us. We are doing everything we can. Every promise we make, everything that we promised you we are going to do, we are and must be able to fulfill each and every one of them, because we do not fail. Anything we tell you we are going to do, invariably we end up doing it, because Chukwu Abiama is our God and is with us. That is why every honor, every praise, every adoration, every blessing, all that you can think about, that we are, all that we are going to become, we offer in absolute absolute and complete submission to the will of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. That is why we praise him, because only Chukwu Abiama is worthy to be praised. This is our morning service. This is the AM presentation of Radio Biafra from this very day on here, the first day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is exactly 7:02 a.m. in the morning. We welcome you wherever you are. Some of us have not slept for up to 3 hours, but we are here doing this very work because our country is more important than life itself. That is why we must welcome you. That is why we must ask you to tell other people as well. Please inbox them via Facebook. Put it on your wall. You can text them. You can message them. Never ever tire. That is the problem we have as a people. We get tired so easily. That is the problem that we have. We get fatigued very, very easily. We mustn't get fatigued. We mustn't get tired at all. We must continue consistently to do this very work. We must do all that we can. We must disseminate this very information without fear or favor. We must do so in the absolute knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is God. Not only that, but in the incorruptibility of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, and the fact that as long as we remain pursuing this very noble cause, we shall and must always remain incorruptible. You must let people know that we are and must continue to remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. You must let our detractors understand this, that we are without fear before our enemies. We stand very tall before them. We articulate and make the case for Biafra independence without fear or favor. That is why we must march forward, knowing fully well that the truth which we speak here on Radio Biafra underpins all that we do. Heaven knows that we are very honest. Heaven knows we are transparent. Therefore, we owe man nothing at all. We owe every duty to Chukwu Abiama to be upright before him, to do no wrong, and to help those who are unable to help themselves. That is why here we offer hope to the hopeless. That is why here we lend a helping hand to those who cannot fend for themselves. Here, everybody who has been politically destitute, who have been economically disenfranchised, here we help as much as possible to bring them upon the ladder of relevance. I hasten to add, because here Radio Biafra is broadcasting and the entirety of humanity is listening, wherever you are on this very earth, we welcome you. And as we do so, I will encourage you to continue to ask others to listen to Radio Biafra, because almost the entire world does so. Here on Radio Biafra, we pride ourselves in speaking the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because we anchor all that we do upon the twin pillars that have sustained our people for thousands upon thousands of years, on truth and also on honesty. Here, truth is important to us, and we speak it, we enlighten, we educate, we inform our people, we bring them to the knowledge as to who they are, and we point them to the direction where we expect them to go and worship God, the only God they have, the Lord their God, the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiama. That is why we are here. I will not ashamed to say so, that we are the children of the Most High God. We are the children of the light. We bring light where there is darkness. We ensure that the children of God is extricated from the very damnable and abominable creation, the Islamic Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a place that is a harbinger of death, a place where destitution, a place where crime, a place where corruption is the order of the day. We don't wish to be a part of it. We intend to change it. And by his grace, we are going to be able to do so with our friends all over the world, with the very formidable Biafran families in different countries all over the world, in more than 88 countries and counting. There is no way we cannot do it. We welcome you. We welcome you wherever you are. Please, on this very fine morning, we are going to open our lines very, very shortly, and the number to call when we do so is +1 868 766 2084. I repeat, +1 866 766 2084. That is Radio Biafra studio line here in Trinidad and Tobago, Port of Spain to be precise. And that is the number that when you call it, you'll be able to get us. We are also on Skype. Simply add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, all one word. And in lower casing, Radio Biafra, you will find us. You will be able to add us to your Skype contact list. You will call Radio Biafra and we should be able to take your call. We are not obliged to accept your request because we are inundated already. Please do not feel slighted. Do not feel offended at all. If you call us, we should be able to take your call. Therefore, you have no need or reason to worry. We understand that only one of our Viber lines seems to be working. Please, the number for Viber is +44 758 171 2444. I repeat, this is the number to call if you wish to reach us on Viber, +44 758 171 2444. That is the number for Viber alone and not for calls. If you wish to call us, the number is +1 868 766 2084. Please disseminate, please circulate, ensure that those of them around you who you are listening to Radio Biafra with that has something to offer, that wish to call in, is able to do so. The only way they can do that is if you make available to them this very telephone number with which to contact Radio Biafra this very fine morning. Once again, the number is +1 868 766 2084. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. We are going to move straight ahead to our news headlines very shortly, but before that, we have some announcements to make. I am bringing it to the knowledge of the entire world and to Biafrans at large, especially the indigenous people of Biafra, that we are doing all we can. Our people in the United States of America, ostensibly, I will say, in Los Angeles, are working exceptionally hard with the help of our brother, who is doing this very work for us. We don't want to bring his name to the fore. We don't want to expose him. He is doing excellent work, giving us marvelous contacts all over the place. We shall ensure his anonymity. That is why anybody, if you have anything to offer to this same struggle, to this very movement globally, you are free to do so. If there is need for us to protect your identity, to ensure you have anonymity, we do so depending on the sensitivity of the work that you are doing. This very brother of ours is doing a very marvelous work, and we intend to guard his identity very, very jealously. Therefore, if you are anywhere in the world, you feel you have something to offer, something very sensitive, something you feel should it be known to people may compromise you or bring the security of our operations into jeopardy, we shall guarantee your anonymity. We will not announce who you are, but we will publicly acknowledge the work you're doing for our country. Therefore, we are encouraging everybody, because Biafra belongs to all of us, to please step forward, to come forward, to participate in this very programming in one way or the other, in any way that you can, to ensure that we go forth to go and get our country. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. There is nothing else for you to fear. There is nothing else for you to give or to provide as an excuse as to why you cannot participate. The platform is open. Everybody is welcome. This is Radio Biafra, and the entire humanity is listening. We continue to march forward relentlessly in pursuit of what is right. Our mission is noble. Our stated aim is very, very simple: to go and restore the dignity and pride of our country without fear before anybody, and to ensure that this Biafra comes in truth and honesty. That is the only weapon we have. Truth and honesty. We are relentless in this very pursuit. We are not going to go back. Anybody wishing that somehow, someday, that we will not be here anymore, you are clearly mistaken. You are misguided. You are misinformed. We are telling you, we are making it known to the whole world, that nothing can stop this unstoppable march towards our freedom. Our relentlessness is testimony to our perseverance, our endurance, our belief, our absolute faith in the divinity of the Most High God, that Biafra is a divine project which is here to stay. It cannot go away. It is here to stay. Therefore, we continue to welcome each and everybody, the family of people joining this very movement every blessed day, wherever you are in the world. We are not a group of people. We are citizens of Biafra. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. Depending on where you are upon the face of the earth, if there is nothing around you, please ensure that you start a family where you are. Ensure that you start one. As soon as the barrister also is able to join us, we shall welcome him. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, please ensure, UCMFO, if you're listening, please inform the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, barrister members, that should he wish to join this very program this very morning, to come to me via my private Skype line. Very, very important, my private Skype line, so I can hold him on there as people continue to make use of the normal Radio Biafra Skype line. Please ensure you inform Barrister Mamezu accordingly. This is Radio Biafra. We do everything in the open. We have nothing to hide. We are the children of the light. Therefore, wherever we go to, we shine light upon our activities. We let the whole world know what we are doing, because we are not doing anything wrong. We are only trying to complete what was started in 1967, and here in this very class, this very generation has vowed to accomplish it. And that is exactly what we intend to do. There is no way we can go back. We are buoyed up. We are enthused and energized by those of us in the Zoo military preparing to make sure that they serve Biafra when the time comes. We are just waiting for one or two things to fall into place and then we shall commence our march. We are in the phase two of this three-phase struggle. We are doing everything we can to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. No stone will be left unturned. Those of them underestimating our resolve are doomed to fail. They are doomed to fail. And we must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We will go on to present the news headlines and accompanying you summary. Please, people have started calling us already. As we expect them to, please, our lines are not yet open. When it opens, we shall inform you. Remember that you can contact Radio Biafra via three ways. One of them is the main telephone number, which is +1 868 766 2084. I repeat, +1 868 766 2084 or 001 as the case may be, or 01 866 766 2084. We are also on Skype. Simply look for Radio Biafra on Skype, add us to your Skype contact list, and then you'll be able to call us. We will take your call. We are also on Viber as well. We are on Viber. We are on Tango. For those of you with the studio line in Biafra land, this is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you. This is our AM live presentation coming to you all the way from Trinidad and Tobago, Port of Spain, live and direct, with the time now standing at 18 and a half minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. Mind you, 2 a.m. in the morning in Biafra land. It is the same time, past 7 a.m. in the morning. So it is in London as well. Depending on where you are, it is nearly 19 minutes past the top of the hour. We welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, our lines are not yet open. When it opens, we shall inform you. Last night's program was exceptional. When I say last night, I mean yesterday's program. It was 2 p.m. in the afternoon here. That program was exciting. Today we are continuing. We are going to meet today at the University of the West Indies. That is where we are meeting today, at the University of the West Indies. That is our town hall meeting, Faculty of Engineering, Lecture Theater Room 2. If you know anybody here in Trinidad and Tobago, you can also announce it by telling your friends to tell those of them who are here in Trinidad and Tobago that our town hall meeting, our public outing, will be today, the first day of August 2014, at the University of West Indies, Faculty of Engineering, Lecture Theatre Room 2. The time is 1 p.m. in the afternoon here in Trinidad and Tobago. 1 p.m., which is 6 p.m. in Biafra land, and also 6 p.m. in London. That is when we congregate here in the open to present Radio Biafra to the people here in Trinidad and Tobago, those of them supporting what we are doing. We don't want our people to slacken. When I say we have accomplished 80% of our mission, it means that everything is in place. The only thing we are lacking now is the funding to pay for the armaments that we have just negotiated. We have negotiated it. We just need the funds to be able to purchase the armaments, have them delivered, and commence our ground offensive. Very, very important. Without it, Biafra will not come. We are not interested in talking. We are not interested in wishy-washy, wishful thinking, hoping that Biafra will come. We want to do something to ensure that we restore our dignity, we restore our country. The time is now. Do whatever you can, regardless of where you are, to support this very initiative. You don't have to come out in the open. You don't have to come out in the open. You will be recognized. You will be acknowledged when the time comes. But for now, simply go to work. That is what you need to do. You have to go to work. And going to that work means working exceptionally hard to ensure that we restore our country in truth and honesty. That is what we must do. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to welcome you. Our program yesterday was very, very exceptional. People came out from the so-called Niger Delta or Niger Delta that doesn't exist and shouldn't exist. They came from the coastal regions. They came from the areas, from the wetlands of Biafra land, where that very river, River Niger, runs into the Atlantic Ocean. Those are our people. We are one family, indivisible, under God. And that is how we are going to march forward to go and get into Biafra. Anybody in doubt should submit him or herself to a DNA test. Let the world tell us who we are. It will be very, very apparent that we belong to the same family, that we have the same heritage, the same descendancy from heaven of all places, and that we are the children of the light, the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. And it's our duty to stick together to ensure that we extricate ourselves from that very hopeless creation made by one singular human being and not of God. His name is Frederick Lugard. We have nothing to do with him. We do not know him. The burden that he placed upon our necks is still what we are carrying up until this very day. We must try to jettison it. We must try to cast it off for us to become free. As free people, we can develop. As free people, we can march forward. Anything else is suicidal. That is why we must come together as one. If you are from Idoma, from Igbo, Ishekiri, if you are from Urobo, if you are from Ijo, from Ibibio, if you are from Efik, if you are from some parts of Igala, your natural home is Biafra. That is where you come from. If you are cast outside Biafra, you are like a prey. You will be there to be taken, and you will be taken. The only way to protect ourselves is for us to stick together as one indivisible unit, bound by truth and honesty, not lies and deceit. Truth and honesty. That is why people understand that when they come to Radio Biafra, when they join any Biafran family, that is one thing you are guaranteed. Truth and honesty with the application of hard work that goes with it. That makes Biafra coming unstoppable. Nothing can stop it. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you. And as we welcome you, we'll continue to ask you to do your research. Do all you can. Imagine it within your mind. Think of what Biafra is going to look like when it comes, because indeed Biafra is coming by way of headline. This very day, the 1st of August 2014, we are presenting that Boko Haram terrorists have burnt down churches and have issued a threat letter. This very message is to the Christian community all over the world. This same message is to our newfound friends in the United States of America. This same message goes to Britain that brought Christianity and Bible to our people. We are informing them. I am informing the Catholic Church this very morning, the Pope in particular, that Christians are being killed, their places of worship being burnt down as the world looks on in cowardice against the onslaught of the Islamic jihadist known as Boko Haram, an extension of ISIS. The same method that ISIS is using in Iraq and Syria, they have imported, they are now unleashing on poor, defenseless Christian families everywhere across the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. These things are happening as we speak, and we are reporting today that Boko Haram terrorists have burnt down churches and have issued threat letter. Our hands are tied as before. We are handicapped. We have nothing to defend ourselves. The same scenario that occurred in 1967 to 70 is occurring once again. I have warned people all the time. They don't listen. I don't know what is wrong with us black people, that history has a way of repeating itself. If you do not mitigate against it, history will invariably repeat itself. And it is happening now. Our people are dying. Our churches are being burned. Our mothers are being raped. Our children are being forcibly abducted and converted to Islam. There is rape of our girls going on. There is wholesale slaughter of our people. We must do something about it. We are lamenting that the world may hear our cry to understand the dire predicament that we are in, and then to do the sensible thing by coming to our rescue. We are reporting today that Boko Haram terrorists have now started burning down churches. They are burning churches, and they have now also issuing threat letters as well. We must take this very seriously. Our end is at hand unless we do something about it. Boko Haram, the same Boko Haram, the same people killing us, the same Hausa Fulani people. Boko Haram is not a spirit. Boko Haram is made up of human beings, men and women. They are Hausa Fulani Islamic people. Can somebody please ask them, why are you killing defenseless Biafrans? Why are you killing Christians? What have they done to you? You asked us to do buying and selling, and that is what we are doing. You removed us from our land, and we obliged you. You said we cannot have any viable industry exist in Biafra land, and we said yes. Everything you have asked us to do, we have done it. What else have we not done? Why are you burning our churches? Why are you killing us? Why are you rendering us destitute? Why are you forcibly converting us to your faith? Is that the same thing that is in store for us if we continue to exist in that abominable hellhole called the zoo? And the answer is yes. That is what awaits us. They are killing us. They are burning down our churches. What else is there again to tell our people that the time has now come for them to return home? What else is there to tell you? What else? Because if you remain in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, you will be killed. We are not the same as them. These people came from the Sahel region. They are not indigenous to that very place. They brought murder and mayhem. The Fulani people brought murder and mayhem and destruction to our people. The only way they cleverly got away, like the HIV virus, is by embedding themselves into the Hausa culture. By speaking Hausa language with Hausa culture, nobody can identify them. But this murderous gang of people are Fulani people. They have connived the very gullible and hopeless Hausa people to join them. Now they are backing on this very shara, this very dance of death. Wherever they go, death and destruction goes with them. That is what the British gave to us. The British is culpable. The British people are culpable in the death of innocent Christians in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Britain is culpable. They are culpable. They created this monstrosity. They handed over power to Hausa, Fulani, Islamic people. They ensured, they skewed, they rigged the population census. They rigged the elections to ensure that perpetual majority will reside with people that they felt have larger landmass. Everywhere else across West Africa, as you come down from the Sahel region, from the desert towards the Atlantic Ocean, you get denser and denser populations. Only in the zoo, where you have fewer people living along the coastal region as you have living in the hinterland, living in the desert region, we are not the same. There are Hausa people in Niger, in Chad. They are also in Benin Republic. There are Hausa people everywhere, including in Ghana. Hausa people in Togo. They are everywhere. They are not original. They are not indigenous to that very place that they occupy today. We are the only people homogeneous found within one geographical enclave. The rest don't know where they come from. Yoruba is in Togo. Yoruba is in Dahomey. Yoruba is where they are today, in Yoruba land. And Yoruba, mind you, is only from the Lorin to Ile-Ife axis. They conquered the Egba people. They conquered the Ewes. They conquered the Jebus to force them to speak Yoruba language. We are not warmongers. We never conquered anybody. We did not conquer anybody. They are the ones who are domineering, not us. Hausa people conquered people. Fulani conquered Hausa. They are at war. That is their nature. Yoruba conquered a few villages, as you expect them to, given the cowardly nature of these very people. We, the Biafran people, we, the Igbo people, never embarked on a war of conquest because we value life. We are the children of God. We are the children of light. We do not take life needlessly. We do not go to war. We are not warmongers. We can never be terrorists because that is not the way we are created, because we value human life. That is why we are being taken advantage of. And as we sleep, walk our way into oblivion, Boko Haram terrorists walking to seize Kano, Kaduna, Niger, or Niger, as the case may be, Kogi and Nasarawa states. I repeat, Boko Haram are working as the ISIS that gave birth to them, to take absolute control of Kano, of Kaduna, of Niger, of Kogi and Nasarawa states, because even the army personnel, even the people serving in the army, the core commanders within the army are all Boko Haram members. These are Hausa Fulani people. Every Hausa Fulani person within the Nigerian army is a Boko Haram member. All of them. Because they will want to spread their Islam. They want to propagate their religion. And the only way to do it is by violence, while the world is still sleeping. That is why we are here. They never counted on Radio Biafra coming, because we know that everybody listens to Radio Biafra, and we must continue to do so relentlessly in pursuit of what we know to be right, which is our freedom. The Council of State Terrorism should end by December. The Council of State of the Zoo is saying that terrorism should end by December. Why not January of next year? Why not September? You gave dates before that it will end in April. What became of your April deadline? Nothing happened. If America cannot defeat the same ideology driving Boko Haram, if the world, if the entire European Union cannot defeat them, how about a ragtag, ramshackle contraption, abominable in every sense of the word? Something put together by one single white man. How do you seriously think that can defeat Boko Haram? A country steeped in corruption, A country steeped in deceit. A country where a soldier is living in abject poverty, guarding and shooting dead other people for his fat rich master with 15 bank accounts abroad. I have told the Nigerian army, some of you are very foolish, you don't know what to do. Turn your guns against your masters and kill all of them. That's what you're supposed to do. The Nigeria, if you claim you're serving Nigeria, those people, those pot-bellied men you have, ordering you about, asking you to go and arrest people, asking you to kill people, they are the problem you have. They are the reason why you are poor. They are the reason why your children don't have decent education. They only gave you one gun and 50 rounds of ammunition to guard them. Themselves, they have billions upon billions of pounds and dollars stashed away in foreign bank accounts. You are the one perpetuating their stay. No wonder Hausa, Fulani, a so-called elite, the criminal few, never wanted their people to go to school. So they cannot read and write. They will guard them in their houses and guard their children as their children are in the very beautiful finishing schools in Switzerland, as their children are all over the world studying. In Malaysia, they are in Dubai studying. These very poverty-stricken, hopelessly ignorant recruits are there guarding them. All they know is to shoot people. The person you're shooting people for your gaffer, they are the ones fighting to save you, to make your life better. Your oga with all the money stolen abroad, you are sleeping outside with one gun and stashed uniform, and you think you have arrived. Your oga is the criminal. Turn your gun against him and shoot him. All of them. Turn your guns against the governors, against the senators, kill all of them. They are the ones causing the problem. The reason why Ghana is where it is today is because Jerry Rawlings killed all the corrupt people in Ghana. Simple. That's why Ghana has some semblance of peace. As long as the likes of Babangida exist, Atiku, Buhari, all of them, you are all going to perish one after the other. Watch and see. Council of State Terrorism should end by December. Why can't they give deadline for corruption? Why can't they come up and say, oh, corruption will end by September? No, they can't, because they are born into it. They have corruption flowing through their veins. These are corrupt men and women. These are the worst kind of monkeys you can ever encounter in the whole of Africa. They know the price of everything and the value of nothing. They are there to steal, to pillage, and to loot. They bring the same money to the same bank account they claim are people oppressing them. Such hypocrisy, such arrant hypocrisy is unprecedented. Unprecedented in history. Only coming from Africa. I feel sorry for that very continent. I feel sorry for it. Ebola scare hits Anambra as hospital is cordoned off. Hospital cordoned off, 30 workers are now quarantined. We are also reporting on this very day, the first day of August. I must wish everybody a happy new month anyway, as they always do. And we hope that this very month we have our money completed so that we can go and pay our suppliers to give us ammunition we need to defend our land. Very, very important. They are now saying that they have 75 female suicide bombers or Boko Haram terrorist source. Boko Haram is saying we have 75 female suicide bombers. I think Chioma Amaryllis asked this very question yesterday, which I found quite hilarious. If you die as a male suicide bomber and you get, is it 72 virgins in heaven? How many men will you get if you die as a female suicide bomber? Is it 72 eunuchs you get? What do you get? I don't know what they call the male version of a virgin. I don't know what they call them. Will these women also get 72 men when they go to heaven? You can see the idiocy and stupidity that drives these people. Maybe after listening to Radio Biafra this very morning, they will cut down the number from 75 to 0. Now, if the men get 72, why don't you ask your oga, the idiot, the despot sending you to go and die as a girl? If the men get 72 virgins, how about the women? What do they get? 72 male species in heaven? Stupid people. Who can't reason properly. Stupid, stupid cowards. You go to primary schools and you kill people. You walk into a car park and you blow up people. That is the most cowardly way to fight. If you want to fight like a man, you come with your guns and with your bullets. You go and engage men of your type. Not walking into bars and restaurants where people are watching football. You go to where people are struggling. People who are struggling. The people you are killing, are they your problem? Your problem is Buhari. Your problem is Atiku. Your problem is the Sultan of Sokoto. These are the people impoverishing you. Ask yourselves, where are their own children? Where are their children? Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, where are his own children? they will tell you they're all studying abroad, eating the money and enjoying it, while you, as a wretched suicide bomber, we are all of you as wretched. In fact, I even include Nigerian soldiers as part of this suicide bombing people, because all you do is to kill civilians. That's all you do for your masters. Oh, go and arrest that journalist. You run and arrest them. A monkey in every truest sense. Africans, they make me very sick. There was this interview I granted to our dear friends Terry Paulson and also Mark Stora. You should read it. You should go and watch it. You should. People say that the points we are well made. Even, in fact, one of us was trying to tell me some of the points I can add, or I should add when next I go back to the USA for another interview. Very, very important. I welcome all of it. I welcome your suggestions. You go there and have a look at it and give us your suggestions and your views, and I shall incorporate them when next I have a set piece interview of this very nature. That is my interview. The video is on Biafra. The topic is on Biafra independence. The journalist that interviewed me is both of them are Mark Stora and Terry Paulson. This was done in Los Angeles. It's on Radio Biafra website. The links are everywhere. Engineer Irania has been sharing them. So also Wuluchemi for during and after this very program as well. Go there and watch the interview. If you have any suggestions to offer, you try and do so. It is under gallery. If you go to Radio Biafra website, you will see Home May 30th comments, broadcast gallery, editorial news, IPOB, you report and comment. Please go to the gallery. You will see the video there, and you should be able to watch it and give us your opinion as well. And now the news in greater detail. We must bring you the news in greater detail. No fewer than 5 churches in Kwajafa, Tashan, Alade, and other communities in Hawul, local government area of Borno, were on Wednesday set ablaze by suspected Boko Haram terrorists. Hawul, a predominantly Christian community in the southern part of the state, also shares the local boundary with Garikida town of Adamawa State, which came under attack by some group of insurgents last Sunday, killing 2 soldiers and 3 civilians, with the setting ablaze of the police station. Hawul is about 30 kilometers to Biu local government area and 220 kilometers drive from Maiduguri, the state capital, which is witnessing a series of attacks by terrorists suspected to have formed their camps in around Zor, Pela Chiroma, and Kwajafa hills and valleys. It was gathered by a correspondent that the gunmen invaded the affected communities on Wednesday in the night, targeting only churches, using improvised explosive devices and petrol bombs before setting them ablaze. It was also gathered that the gunmen, after destroying the churches, told some community members that their next target was the local government headquarters secretariat in Hawul. Although no life was lost, the gunmen operated freely without confrontation from either residents or security operatives. The caretaker and chairman of Hawul local government area, Dr. Andrew Usmal Magui, confirmed the burning of churches in some of his communities with the threat that the council secretariat will be the next target of the terrorists. He explained that the insurgents have now shifted their deadly attacks and destructions to Hawul, and therefore called on the government to immediately deploy troops to safeguard lives and properties of innocent civilians. They are killing people. They are burning churches. As this report made very clear, properly investigated, they are only targeting churches. There are some Boko Haram terrorist apologists in Europe. They say, oh no, and some of them, in fact, even within Obama administration, saying, oh no, leave them, they are targeting everybody. Here it is very, very clear. They are not burning mosques. How many mosques have you heard they burned? These are simple questions. I don't know why our people don't ask questions. How come they are not burning mosques? How come they are burning only churches? How come? The world should take note. The silence of the Catholic Church is deafening. I have said it before. I said it during my interview. I don't know if everybody in the Western world is now a Muslim. Maybe they worship Allah secretly, and nobody knows, because their silence is worrying. The silence of the Roman Catholic hierarchy is very, very worrying. Every day we hear about things happening in other parts of the world. We hear about wall-to-wall news coverage about the shooting down of the Malaysian airliner over Ukrainian airspace. People are dying. It's not one incident. People are dying every blessed day. Why is CNN not talking about it? Because the principal shareholder of CNN, or the man that owns CNN, is the biggest shareholder with Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owns CNN, and therefore CNN is effectively working for the Arab people. CNN is an Islamic organization. CNN is working to ensure the coming of Islamic caliphate. That's what they're doing. And Biafra is here to stop it. If they can give us the help we need, as I have pleaded with the American government, you give us the help that we need and we do the rest for you. We will stop the advance. We will halt the march of the Islamic extremist and jihadist in sub-Saharan Africa. Biafra comes and they win. Once Biafra comes, they will go into decline. Their stated mission of conquering every remaining stronghold of Christendom in West Africa will be vanished forever and ever. Very, very important that you give Biafra support. Without support for Biafra, they will overrun us. After they have overrun us, they will come for you. They will come for you wherever you are, as they are threatening and pledging to. Boko Haram terrorists working to seize Kano, Kaduna, Niger, Kogi, and Nasarawa state, says intelligence sources. A high-level Nigeria security told Sahara reporters that Nigeria's intelligence agencies have received credible reports that Boko Haram has developed an ambitious plan to overwhelm and take over Kano, Kaduna, Niger, Kogi, and Nasarawa states. The source said the Islamic terrorist group plans to carry out its design by intensifying its bombing and choosing locations that will yield high casualty figures. Their move is to encircle Nigeria's capital city of Abuja and increase the level of political instability in the zoo, the sources revealed. The high-level intelligence agent disclosed that the shape of the terror group's plan have emerged from the confession of some Boko Haram insurgents who were captured recently. We have also acquired a lot of information about their plans through our interrogation of Aminu Sadiq Oguche, who was recently extradited to the zoo from Sudan, who is accused of masterminding some of the recent high-profile bomb blasts in the zoo, including explosions at a bus station in Abuja that claimed more than 100 lives. In addition, security agents have gleaned significant and useful intelligence from interrogating one Muhammad Zakari, described as the chief butcher of Boko Haram. Mr. Zakari was recently arrested in Bauchi, the capital of Bauchi State. One source said that Nigeria security agencies are stepping up counter-insurgency measures to forestall Boko Haram's plans to spread its tentacles to the states they are targeting. Apart from information we have gathered from interrogating suspects, we are also tracking critical conversations by the group's hierarchy and examining sensitive documents recovered after recent raids on their bases in Bauchi, Jigawa, and Borno states, the source said. One source added that President Goodluck Jonathan and a few government officials have been briefed about the new threats by Boko Haram, as well as the outline of the plans to counter the group's ambitious push. Everybody talking about countering Boko Haram has bank account abroad. These are the same. It is the corruption of the zoo. It is the deliberate policy of the British not to allow education to go into Hausa Fulani lands. The British made a very conscious decision not to educate them when there was education everywhere else. The Hausa MAS, the Hausa chief, said, no, do not educate our population. We prefer to have them as illiterates. That way we can control them. And the British said, yes, 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 we'll do so. Today, everybody is reaping it. The abundant harvest of destruction and death is there for all to see. That is the mistake that people made, to put oil and water together, to mix us with these murderers. They are killers, they are butchers, they have no remorse. They are pointing out areas they are going to take over, and who is going to stop them? Who is going to stop them? America could not stop the Taliban. America could not stop Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They're almost overrunning every city in Iraq. They're in Syria. All the places that they did the Arab Spring, that America supported the overthrow of despotic regimes, extremists are coming up and taking over. Saudi Arabia is next, and Egypt will eventually fall to them. If most of you don't know that Islamic Jihad or Brotherhood, they were the ones that assassinated Anwar Sadat. Was it in 1972? Up until this present day, they are still operating. That is what I call perseverance. That is what Biafrans must learn, to persevere, to stick to what you're doing relentlessly and conscientiously. In the fullness of time, you will get what you want. Today in Egypt, most of you think that Islamic Brotherhood started today. No, they have been in existence for nearly 40 years. More than that, the ideology is the same. It doesn't change. To take over the Egyptian state, to be part of this worldwide Islamic caliphate led by al-Baghdadi. we are in serious trouble. In very, but of course, we are black people from Africa. We don't listen. We don't reason properly. So we will sweep it under the carpet and say nothing is going to happen. But it will happen because you're all going to die unless you stop them. You will be destroyed, forcibly converted to Islam. Your girls and your daughters scattered away. Your beautiful daughters will be taken by them. And what can you do? America can't save you. Britain cannot save you because Britain themselves will soon become a caliphate. They will soon become a caliphate if they continue with their appeasement of Islam in every way possible. They will soon become a caliphate. Islam is not compatible with democracy. Islam can never, you can never have democracy or peace in an Islamic country. Never, ever, ever. In the fullness of time, things will change. It will erupt. Anything you see right now, in a few of them claiming that they are Islamic and peaceful, rubbish. In the fullness of time, everything will change. You watch and see. This is Radio Biafra. They are planning to take over Kano, Kaduna, Niger, Kogi, and Nasarawa states. Imagine what will happen to the useless Igbo people there trading. I feel sorry for them. Anyway, the sooner they die, the better for everybody. So that we can concentrate on saving those who are within Biafra land. If you stay there, you will die. It's as simple as that. They will kill you. They will kill you. So in your next life, if they tell you that they're going to kill you, you start running. Also, you don't stay where you are, you leave, or else they will kill you. Council of State terrorism should end by December. This bunch of idiots, these are the people responsible for the carnage, their corruption fueled Boko Haram. These are the people that, through their own corruption, the zoo is on its knees today. Because there is always terrorism where there is poverty. Mass industrial scale terrorism always thrives very well with ready recruits where there is poverty. That is where things are happening. Who are the ones responsible for this level of poverty? All these men. All these men. All of them. They inhabit a committee called the Council of State. They met in an emergency meeting and they rose from that meeting on Thursday with a resolution to support President Goodluck Jonathan to ensure that the current spate of terrorism in parts of the zoo ends before December. They also resolved to put an end to all discriminatory practices in states, including registration and deportation of non-indigents, as well as different school fees for indigents and non-indigents in state-owned institutions. You see what Radio Biafra is doing? Because we exist, because we hammer them every blessed day, they are tweaking their policies, trying to be as inclusive as possible. But they were there when Fashola, Yoruba man, deported Igbo people to Niger Head Bridge. What did they do? Nothing. It was because we kept hammering upon it that you cannot deport people you claim that belong to the same country as you. It's only now they're picking it up and saying it is a crime to deport people. How about those deported? Have you compensated them? No, but who will? The Igbo people, who thinks about them? They don't exist, do they? They rose from their useless meeting to say they'll support Jonathan. Jonathan is like Mohammed Siad Barre, the last ruler or the last absolute ruler of Somalia. They were telling him that things are happening. He said, no. More security vote, more guns, more bullets, more guns, more bullets. Who told you that buying guns and bullets ensures security? Of course, we are African people. Monkeys are better than us because we can't reason. For those that wish to know, guns and bullets only increases insecurity. It doesn't guarantee it. Only a way of life agreed amongst the people is the only guarantor of safety, of lives and property. Very, very important that we know this. This is something that Africans cannot come to terms with. Guns and bullets don't give you security. I will give you an example. The only people not to embark on a war of conquest, have any standing police or standing army, are the Igbo people, are Biafran people. No standing army, no police. But they were peaceful, hence they did not embark on conquest. Look at ordinary Yoruba. They had their Alizita, Alakali, God knows what they call it, their useless police. They even embarked on conquest. Even cowards like Yorubas, as cowardly as they are able to rise from their stupidity and cowardice to attempt the conquest of a few villages. Look at Hausa Fulani people. With their rampaging armies. In other words, having guns does not guarantee security. What it does is it heightens the tension in the society. These people, they import more guns and give to illiterate Hausa Fulani people. They ask them to man roadblocks for them. They are their bodyguards. They themselves, they are busy stashing the money abroad. But because some of these Hausa Fulani recruits, they don't understand English very well, and we don't speak Hausa here on Radio Biafra, there is no way to educate them. The British-run Hausa service of the BBC cannot tell them the truth. If some of them, if you can hear English or your Hausa Fulani, you are listening, use that gun you have to kill your oga. That is the only way your life can be better. Because that your oga you are protecting is the same person making sure that you live in poverty. That oga you are looking at, kill that very person from Jonathan down. Assassinate them in one day and see that your lives will improve remarkably. You are the ones allowing yourselves to be toyed about with. They don't value you or your lives. They are there enjoying with their private jets. They have private jets. You, ordinary recruit in the army, what do you have? The person you are sending you on operation, on a mission, to go and kill somebody who is a human rights activist. I am asking you, look at yourself and your family. Look at your oga and look at your oga's children. Where are they? Does your oga's children go to same school with your own children? The answer is no. Does your children, do they eat cornflakes in the morning and cook a oat in the morning with milk? The answer is no. They are drinking garri before they go to school. But you're carrying a gun with 50 rounds of bullets on you to show that you're very stupid. Turn the gun against any Nigerian politician. Shoot the idiots dead. They are criminals. Shoot them dead. If you want a place to bomb, go to the National Confab and blow all of them to death. Then you know that you are doing a work as a revolutionary, not killing innocent women and children. It doesn't help anybody. If you go and kill Babangida, then you're making progress. Buhari, Atiku, or from Jonathan or Obasanjo, decimate all of them. They are your problems. Jerry Rawlings did the same thing in Ghana. And today, Ghana, they have light. You in the zoo, there is no light because Babangida is alive, Buhari is alive, Gowon is alive, or Obasanjo is alive. These are your problems. Go and kill them. Once you kill them, you're free. Don't you know that? They are the ones holding you hostage. Every governor, every senator, all the way to House of Reps, including her, kill all of them. Once you kill them, you are free. Simple as that. There has to be a revolution for people to be free. Without revolution, you will continue to dance in this very, you continue to dance this very ugly dance of poverty and death, revolving round and round and round. You must try and do something. Council of State, my foot. Ask all of them in the Council of State, where are your bank accounts? Show them to us. They're in Switzerland. They're in Vienna. Bank accounts in London, in New York. And they have bank accounts in Chicago. But you are sitting in a council, in a state council meeting in Abuja, talking about one Nigeria, how to safeguard Nigeria, when your own bank account is abroad. Typical Africans and their hypocrisy. Their hypocrisy. Oh God, these people. I have asked you, Kwabama, why did you even bother creating some of them? Why did you bother creating some of these monkeys that you have calling themselves Africans and African leaders? The worst kind of people. They are worse than anything that colonialism ever brought to our people. They are worse than the colonial masters. They are worse than them. Panic is spreading in Anambra State, in the south, not in Biafra land, over fears that the deadly Ebola virus might have reached the state. The panic when the news spread that the corpse of an indigenous of the state had been brought in from Liberia and deposited. You know our people, you know Igbo men, we love gossip. They heard that somebody, a Liberian, died. They don't know the Liberian is an American citizen. I've actually watched the interview from the wife on television. But you know our people, where, you know, rumor and in way, you know, people are very lazy. They don't check their facts. They had a Liberian man. They have now concluded that the Liberian man is an Igbo person and is from Anambra. Oh, dear Lord. That is what we witness. Oh, they have eaten money. Everybody's jumping up and down. Nobody takes time to ask for the facts. Show me the proof. What is the name of this dead person with Ebola? From which family? When did they travel? When did they come back? How come the body is in Anambra? No questions asked. But because, you know, rumor, you know, laziness, people who are too lazy to follow the news, to think That is why you have more Hausa Fulani people listening to Radio Biafra than the people that is intended for. Gossip. And the Zibo men peddling. If you go to the Zibo men, if you see them telling this story, you marvel. You marvel. Igbo men. Igbo men. Thank God for Biafra. Thank God for Biafra. 30 workers quarantined. The corpse was deposited at Nkwele Ezunaka, a town in Oyo local government area of Anambra. Liberia and Sierra Leone are making waves globally due to Ebola. That is all. So anybody coming from Liberia and Cameroon now, there'll be panic in the village. My God in heaven. Igbo men, please go and read the news. Study the news very well and reason. Then you will understand. Hey, gossip. This is what it does now. You spread falsehood and rumors everywhere. They say they have 75 female suicide bombers. I don't know if all of them are virgin at all or not. The arrival of Boko Haram to the Nigerian scene during the administration of the late President Yar'Adua may have struck Nigerians as a temporal nuisance that will have its stay and then disappear. But 6 years later, the Boko Haram nuisance appears ever present in the Nigerian scene more than it was when it showed up. Efforts by the Nigerian security. There is no security. People talk about Nigerian security apparatus. I don't know why our people find it very difficult to subject their tiny brains to rigorous scrutiny. Ask your brain to do some thinking for you. If you are incapable of thinking, detach yourself from your brain if you can. Ask your brain, please, my brain, think for me. Because some of you cannot think properly. People talk about and write about Nigeria's security apparatus as if to say that this same apparatus have in any way, shape or form distinguished itself in the past. Can anybody tell me any security successes recorded by the so-called Nigeria military security apparatus before? You went to Cameroon and tiny Cameroon, who are good timers, they believe in good time. Their first national television was in 1985 because they were busy drinking Guinness and dancing. Their army drove you away from Bakassi. Ordinary Cameroon. Can you tell me any theater of battle that the Zoo army has gone to and distinguished themselves? The police are more corrupt than the criminals that they are locking up. They run away with people's pension money. Where is the pension stolen by Yoruba people? Police pension fund, where is it? The security apparatus. Are you people not the ones selling your boots when you went to Liberia to be able to feed? Engaging in oil bunkering and selling of petrol meant for the army in Liberia at the Ecomog? Where is this security apparatus they talk about in the Zoo? Security apparatus. Where are they? If you set up a few roadblocks here and there, killing innocent people when they refuse to give you money on during your extortionate setting up of roadblocks, is that security apparatus? To go and arrest a newspaper journalist for writing the truth, is that security apparatus? I asked them. Some of these writers, I feel sorry for them. Security apparatus. You would think that the security... Have they caught any spy before? Where was this security apparatus and Boko Haram started? They had intelligence on Boko Haram for nearly 10 years before they commenced their offensive. How? Where were you? How about Maitasine? If your security apparatus, why did you not stop Maitasine from metamorphosing into the present-day Boko Haram? Security apparatus. People don't reason properly. They think security apparatus is seeing an idiot along Idumota Road with gun and checkpoint. That is security for them. DCOG. Security apparatus. Security apparatus is an ordinary colonel going back from the office with 15 cars, siren, convoy. Going back from the office. That is security apparatus. Security apparatus is when Jonathan is on the air, you ground every flight in the Zoo. That is security apparatus. I don't know. When you communicate in a foreign language, that is what happens. You know, somebody will read it. You know, these people that went to school in the Zoo with very limited grasp of English language, they will say security apparatus is working hard. They don't know the meaning of it. They don't know. They are black African people. They don't know the meaning of what they are talking about. Nigeria has no security apparatus. The Zoo is a cesspit of corruption, nepotism, degradation, and threats to life and property. The police is more dangerous than armed robbers. The army far more vicious than Boko Haram. what you have are a bunch of people with guns and bullets protecting the interest of the criminal few. You have no security apparatus. And this is Radio Biafra. This is the only thing that you have. A platform where truth and honesty reigns. Where we speak the truth and damn the consequences, because only Chukwu Abiyama is God. Where we speak the truth because we have no fear before anybody. After my travels, I'm going to Enugu to go and continue from where I left off. We must march. We have to march for our freedom, and we're going to get it. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are now open. The number to call, as always, without fail, remains +1 868 766 2084. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is the AM live transmission on this very day. The AM means 7 a.m. in the morning. That is when we start. 7 a.m. of the first. This is the 7 a.m. program. I'm not saying the time now is 7 a.m. The time now is 1 minute past 3 a.m. here. 1 minute past 8 a.m. in the morning, both in Biafra land and also in London. I must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are coming to you all the way from Trinidad and Tobago. The number to call is +1 868 or 01, as the case may be. They have the same code as the USA, 01 or +1 868 766 2084. You can also reach us via Skype. Our Skype is simply Radio Biafra. We are also on Viber. The number with which you can use to get us on Viber is +44 758 171 2444. If you call us on that number on Viber, you will be able to get us. Our lines are open, I presume. I do not foresee any problem. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you from wherever you are. That our lines are open on this very day, the first day of August, the very first day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we're going to welcome you. You must be listening to us either via satellite or listening to us via www.radiobiafra.co, or you may be listening to us via biafrarestoration.com. You may be listening to us via TuneIn. You may have downloaded TuneIn app. You will be able to get us via that very medium as well. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. On a day we are reporting, as always, that churches are being targeted, churches are being burned, and people are fleeing, people are dying, people are being killed, all in the name of belonging to the abominable contraption, the Zoological Republic. And our lines are open. If you call us, we should be able to take your call. And we believe that we are transmitting live and direct, very, very clear to the whole world on this very day, the morning of the 1st of August, 2014. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we continue to welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. We run this thing as a family. We are a global family all over the world called the Indigenous People of Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Please turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra, and give us your name and where you're calling us from, please.
My name is Obonna.
Obonna, what is your surname?
Hello.
What is your surname?
Obonna. My name is Obonna Woga. My name is Obonna Woga.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Calabar. I'm calling from Calabar.
From Calabar. Please go ahead. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is Obonna Woga.
Yes, go ahead.
Please, Mr. Chairman, there is one thing I want to say. I want to contribute. I'm a businessman, but I think I have been listening to this program. It means me a lot. Sometimes I... Hello?
We are listening. We are listening to you. Turn your system... Listen. Turn your system down. That is where we have a problem. Yes. Turn your system down and talk to me over the phone, please. We are listening to you. Turn your system down and speak to me. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've done that.
Go ahead.
So my brother, I don't know, every time I'm into this program, when you are talking, I don't know. I think that you are not God to evil people. But I don't know why our people cookies evil people, they are so much God. They are still doesn't move. they don't react based on what they're feeling. Some instances, when they are giving to instances what is happening, I feel it, and I know that what I see is truth. But I don't know why our people is, I think maybe they are the alpha, they need juju on us. As we depress our feelings. Sometimes, like where we are staying here in Calabar, when I go out to the market, I was like telling people, look at what is, I asked even some people, are they listening to Lagos Biafra? They said that they don't know what is the economy of Lagos Biafra. I tell them that they're supposed to find a way to link up so that they will know what is happening. Because if you look at what they're doing, Biafra war, it's our forefathers that fought that war. They fight a lot. There's no much fear. But this time around that we call ourselves a new generation, there's no that spirit of losing. Everybody is so busy going for the shop. So I asked one of my colleagues, all this you are talking, we are talking in the house, you know, say, and you are not say that alpha people will come and demolish. If you cannot present it, okay, your children, you are unborn children, you never married. But if you get children, if you get married now, and your children, you are born children that they will come and care. The investment will come and destroy. All of your doing is not safe. So what give you that spirit of doing it if you cannot present them? So my brother, what you are doing, I really like it, because if they need things the way it is now, there's nobody that is talking. Everybody is busy doing one or two things. But I thank God for you for what you are doing. As you see, I'm a common businessman. I don't have a lot to contribute financially, but I know that one day I must have opportunity to contribute either financially or physically. I really thank God for you, and I pray that God will protect you. Continue the work, I believe, because what I see is that if what you are doing now will not work, I don't see, and sometimes when I'm lying down, I think if this thing will not work now, when is it going to work, and who is it going to do it for us? If people will not support, who's supposed to support? Because I know that alpha people, if it is there, they have so big merit that it's everywhere in the world. They will be supporting them by the side.
No, we continue what we are doing. Thank you. Thank you. He said,
hello?
Amen and amen to that. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, what I want to say to you is this.
Yes.
You are in Calabar, is that correct?
Yes.
You must start attending the family meeting where you are. What we are forming, I don't want to announce it on air because our enemies will copy it. There is a new system we are using to organize our people back home. And it is very, very effective and phenomenal. We don't want to announce it before Rocha Sokorocha and those who are sponsoring will try and copy it. That's what they're trying to do.
My brother. Yeah.
Hello? Yes, I can hear you. What do you want to say? I was saying something.
I'm with you.
Yes. What we are going to do is to what we have in place to mobilize our people on the ground is unique and phenomenal. The same thing we did abroad all over the place, we are going to replicate at home. And that is the momentum we will take into battle with us and win this very war. Don't mind about the people who are about to be destroyed. Those people you're looking at, it is what I call the influence of Hausa Fulani blood in our midst. A lot of women we are forcibly raped and impregnated. A lot of them gave birth to children that they gave Igbo names to. They are the ones not interested in Biafra. They are the ones dragging everybody back because they are waiting for their brothers to come through Boko Haram. They are waiting for their people to come. They will discourage you, tell you, oh, don't worry, nothing is happening, because they are waiting for their brothers to come, Boko Haram. And when Boko Haram comes, they will kill all of them. Everybody will be dead. That is why our people must be very, very resolute. That is why they must be vigilant. And I thank you for your call, my dear brother. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Continue listening. The caller on the phone. We have Barrister with us. Barrister, stay where you are. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I am moving over straight ahead to the barrister, the very eminent barrister, very, very distinguished in every sense of the word. Barrister Mamos is with us. Please, barrister, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
I hope my voice is coming clear.
Very, very clear. It's like you, as if you're in the next room. Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Yes, I've tried your Skype prophet line countlessly, but I don't think it was very close to you. Well done for the news. And, of course, this is the news we hear every day. Nothing has ever changed in the zoo. You always hear killings, burning of churches. The head of... church members is there, the Pope, the archdeacons, arch, whatever you call them, you will never hear them speak. But when one single Muslim is injured, you hear the popes and the archbishops. You see, Director, this is, for me, is a con. All these churches established here and there and brought to us. Which archbishop or any of these archdeacons ever spoken on behalf of Biafrans for all we have been suffering, started from 1945 up to today? Yes, when we have problem, they will bring us corn and corn meal and corn flour and all the rest. They do it for every other nation anyway, any other village, any other country that's at war. But those who brought you the way to make you look placid, to make you docile, because they know, they plan ahead of time. They've seen how we are suffering. They see that we are under siege, but they will not speak. All of them have televisions. All of them have been Skyped. All of them have tweets. Director, they don't say a word. And that is why when we talk here on Radio Biafra, we don't want anybody to interfere or try to tell us that the moon is coming from the sky. We know what we talk about because we research, we listen, we watch.
Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? I am waiting for the barrister to try and rejoin us. I am leaving his line open so that when the barrister speaks, you can hear him exactly. The line is gone. It wasn't very stable, but it was very clear. I don't know why it wasn't very stable. I expect the barrister to call us back, and when he does, I shall bring him to you. And the barrister has done so. Barrister, please, you're back again with us. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I have to change position so that
no problem.
It doesn't kick off again.
That's okay.
Yeah, so my anger this morning, Director, churches, you see, they will tell you it is not only churches. If even if it's mosque, is it right? Is it that it means that death and killing is now sanctioned for the Muslims to be killing? That is what it is. Some section of people will tell you it's not only churches being burned, so which means it makes it right to be killing as far as it coming from the Muslims. Can you see the kind of hypocritical world we live in, where black is now turning to white and wrong has been made right? Can you see the justification of evil? What we are hearing from the Western world. What a big shame. I was told by a friend that what we preach here on Radio Biafra has gone worldwide. Majority of them are pretending. They don't want to speak out. We tell them as it is. Boko Haram have enlisted the places they will conquer and kill and maim. They can deal with them. It's not our business. What we are concerned is the sanctity and the restoration of Biafra. That's all we are concerned. If they want to burn Bauchi down or Maiduguri, that is their business, because that is the lives of Muslims. That's the way they strive on killing. That is the way they are. They drink blood every day. That is how they serve their Allah. And that is the biggest atrocious mistake Lugard made, supported by the government of Britain, to marginalize, suffocate us. You are talking about killing Babangida. Don't you know that Babangida is protected by the British Empire? All those that they've made to share money with, Director, they protect them. Go and see if you can find Babangida where he's hiding. I was told that we don't say much about Obasanjo, that masterminded, remember, Director, during Nigerian Biafran War, Obasanjo wanted the extermination of all Igbos. That was the plan. Before Danjuma told him, no, you don't do that. If you kill everybody, who are you going to govern? Obasanjo is the most wanted criminal that we will never forgive to prosecute. Him and Gowon, they dealt with Biafrans in a way that they're supposed to be at The Hague under world criminal. But they are not. Why? They are protected by Britain. Because they're sharing the money, the oil money coming from Biafra land. Director, we have to hasten, and that's what we are doing. It's up to Biafrans. It's up to Biafrans to make hay while the sun is still shining. Because Boko Haram, they don't talk like we do. All they do is killing killing. And Director, the reason why is, you know, there's something you said earlier, which I was pondering over. Poverty. There is poverty everywhere. They deliberately made Biafrans to remain poor. But we are not bombing anybody. We are not suicidal. What is the problem of the Northerners is illiteracy, lack of education. Their people deliberately didn't want to educate them. So that when they ask them to go, they go. When they ask them to come, they come. Those that have been educated, where are they? Abroad. They are the ones that will come back to become Ibrahim Jupiter, or to become President Abubakar. That's what they do. But the ones they call Amajuri or whatever they call them are the ones they refuse to train, they refuse to educate. And these are the people carrying out all these bombing attacks. It's illiteracy, lack of education that is causing all this mayhem. It's not poverty. We are stricken poor, but we have the strength. The Biafrans are struggling, doing everything they could in order to make it. How much were we giving during Nigerian Biafran War? £20. We should have gone all the way carrying attacks and killing people. But out of that £20, we build a mountain out of it. It's not poverty. It's illiteracy, lack of education, to know what is wrong, what is right, what you should do and what you shouldn't do. They put the faces of their people down. It's also in part of the communique that the Northerners should not put any industry in their land so that their people will not become wise. Because if you give them the opportunity for job, they will not obey you anymore. They will not do the things you want them to do. Lack of education, illiteracy. That is what is happening in the north. Because Biafrans are educated from baby, even from the womb. We love life. We love education. We love knowledge. That is why we don't embark on killing. We don't wake up in the morning and start looking for somebody to kill. It's not in our nature. Because we are brought up educationally. We are given that wisdom of learning that to be good pays. We know about God before the Bible was given to us to read it on a paper. Director, is part of our heritage. It's part of all Biafran man or woman. We lack peace. We keep peace. All we do in our separate ways is to go and make money and put money, food on the table. That is all we do. And that's why the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram taking advantage. I was once told that the British gave them gun and asked us to carry on studying. Before the advent of British, we are already educated. They referred us as great, great Igbo people, referring to Biafrans. Whatever they thought they brought to us, we know already. Before the advent, we were what we are. But now what did they do? To destroy what we know. Brought in confusion, brought in killings, and then handed over those whose killing is a job to them. Killing is part of their workmanship. Kill people. But Biafrans, we are gradually going back to our destination. We will send all those that like killing out of our land. They are issuing ultimatum, issuing warnings. Biafrans, when we take action, we don't issue any warning. We go ahead and do it. What Boko Haram is doing, they will have their own time. They say every dog has their day. They will have their own time. Our Biafran brothers and sisters, wherever you are, wherever you are confused, wherever you are sensible, rise up now. Use one brain to work together so that the lives of our people will be extended, not cut short. Director, let me stop so far. Good morning.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you, the very eminent barrister himself. Barrister, don't go away. Stay very, very close. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct all the way from Trinidad and Tobago here in the Caribbean. The time here now is 20 minutes past 3 a.m. in the morning, 20 minutes past 8 a.m. in our beloved Biafra land. The same time in London, we are welcoming you wherever you are, because this is Radio Biafra. This is where the truth is spoken. This is the temple of truth, and we shall continue to do so. The number to call if you wish to join our conversation this very morning is +1 868 766 2084. I repeat, +1 868 766 2084. And our let us go and take this call. And also the caller on the phone, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director. How good, are you doing?
Very well, thank you very much, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Okonkwo Chukwuemeka. I'm calling from Cotonou, Benin Republic. I called time ago. I called some time ago. I asked for organization here where I could join my people and establish some kind of conversation with them. Okay. Ever since then, I have never heard anything from the organization. I tried to add them on Facebook. I did that, but I haven't seen any response.
I don't know what is happening. I need the Africa rep to be able to come on air to explain why people are finding it difficult to join our family in West Africa. What is going on in Cotonou? What is happening in Benin Republic? We need to know what is going on there. Very, very important. I will ask you, please, my dear brother, what you need to do is, if you're finding it difficult locating who your coordinator is, you start coordinating where you are. Nothing stops you from starting a movement where you are. You can start coordinating where you are. You can set up, you can begin to organize people where you are. Set up a family meeting, begin to organize them. That is how leaders emerge, by what they do. That is what you need to do where you are. Since this Cotonou business is proving very, very difficult, you start coordinating where you are. Once you have assembled people together, you contact Karomonde, contact UCMFO, contact the coordinator of all coordinators. Anybody, just come to Facebook, Radio Biafra London on Facebook, and say, this is who I am. I am coordinating. Point me to the right place to go to, and then you go. We point you where to go to.
Okay.
Okay?
No problem.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank God bless you. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, is that
good morning, Director.
Good morning, Ofor. Machuku, Ofor is with us, one of our principal sponsors, donors, contributors, just name it. The man that gave us our website, who continues to serve his country. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Mr. Director, I just want to correct one impression. The Boko Haram or whatever, is not the result of poverty of anything. Because I can refer you back to the things that is happening in Middle East. Islam, or Muslim, if I may say, is their way of life to kill those who doesn't believe. It's not about being a poor or it or whatsoever. Yes, it's true. They are illiterate. At the same time, they don't attend the school. But it's not about the poverty they are killing a fellow human being. It's what it's from their Quran, because they study their Quran from bottom to the top. And what they were taught to do. If you draw an example from the Middle East, the same thing is happening over there. Suicide bomber, they are not poverty. They are not dying from, they have everything they need. But they are just killing, because it's what they believe in. It's what their religion taught them to do. That is what they are doing. And it's their way of life. They are not part of us. It's unfortunate that some of our people cannot separate from them. They are not part of us. They are aliens to us. Their culture is not the same with us. We are not the same. We are totally different people. So this is what I want to add. And I want to thank you for your endless... I don't know where you're getting the strength, but I knew that from Chukwu, I'm giving you a good work. And those who ask here, let them live in the northern part of the country. Otherwise, they are going to die. It's a question of when are they going to die, because, and their crops are not going to go back to their land. So, they have already signed their death warrant. And in a way, Director, in a way, it's good for us, because not everybody will get into this Biafra, this promised land. If you look during in Egypt for the Israelites, not all of them came out of Egypt. Some remain in Egypt. And I will draw a line from what you are saying today, from what Noah, if you remember in the Old Testament as well, Noah, when Noah was going about telling people that God is going to destroy the world by flood, people are saying, forget about it, he had drunk this, that, calling him all sort of name. Then what happened at the end? The same thing is going to happen. Let's continue preaching. Those Thomases, they will pay with their life. And if I thought they come back in their next life, because they are not, because Chukwuebem already said that. In his presence, they are like people who committed suicide. They are not going to take any share from him. So let them die there. That's their business. Nobody cares about them. Not all of us will get into Biafra. Some will die. Let them be our sacrifice lamb. We continue what we are doing. May God bless you. May God bless your Biafra.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you as well. That is Chukwu, your former from Australia, in Canberra, to be very, very precise, one of the principal supporters, financiers of Radio Biafra. From the beginning, he has committed so much to the running of this radio station, and the efforts we are making is untrue. And you know the funniest thing? Once he increased his contributions to Biafra, more opportunities opened up for him. Go and ask our coordinator here what happened to him. When he decided to host Radio Biafra, ask him what happened. How many contracts did you get? Did you get those contracts before you decided to ask Radio Biafra to come, or after? And he will tell you. Confession with his own mouth. We have a caller on the line. This caller is on Skype. Your name and where you are, please, fast for us. We are in Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My name's Ihukumere Ekagu. I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba? Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Director, please, I want to comment on the news you read this morning about the military collecting money on the roads.
Yes.
Yes, Director, the thing is becoming too much. And, you know, when you come to, if you are going out from Aba, when you get to Umueka, they are right there collecting money.
Of course.
Then the ones that are very dangerous are the ones that are the Imo River there, the point of Imo River there. That one, you just park your vehicle and come down and you go and put 200 naira.
You park your vehicle and you come down.
Yeah, you park your vehicle, you come down and then you go and deposit your 200 naira. They collect 200.
Okay, they are the 200
naira. After driving a kilometer from Opwala, I don't know the particular point, there is another one too. The same thing, they do the same thing. And in fact, yesterday we are going to Owerri. The driver was, I wanted to take a picture, but my phone disappointed me. The flash went on. And if they caught me there, that would be a very dangerous, it would have been very dangerous for me. So I was disappointed. I wanted to capture it so that I could put it online, but it didn't work out very well for me. So I left it. So the thing is very, very, I don't know. And when a military that is on the road now, when your military is on the road collecting money, I wonder how they will protect anybody again, because they have tested the goodness of money and I wonder what they are doing with the money to start with, because anybody that was meant to defend you should not be collecting money from you on the road.
You are trying to reason like a human being. What I want to make people understand is this. The reason why Africa is poor is because of how we reason. We don't think like human beings. Ask yourself this question. This man carrying a gun on the road corner, asking me to give them money. What is your job? Is it to use that gun to defend me? Or to use that gun to harass me? Or to use that gun to rob me? If this same person can, in broad daylight, demand money from me, ask me to come down from my car to give them money, imagine what they can do at night. That is why I say that the armed robbers you see are police people and soldiers. They are the armed robbers at night. In the daytime, they are at the roadblocks. And you know the funniest thing? Do you know that even Jonathan gets the money from the roadblock? Do you know that? They collect this money. Yeah. They give their share to the police commune. Listen how it works. They collect this money from the roadblock. They give it to the DPO. DPO takes his own money, brings it out and gives it to the ASP. ASP takes his own share, gives it to the commissioner. Commissioner takes his own share, gives some to the governor, and some goes to the AIG of police. AIG takes his own court and gives some to Jonathan. That is the thing now. Because if you're there and you cannot bring money from the people, they'll remove you. That is why they are scrambling to serve in Biafra land, because they know in Biafra land we are compliant. Our people were beaten into a very hopeless state. That is why we become cowards. If you ask us to park, we say, oh, okay, have we cleared very well? You ask us to bring 200 naira, we give you 500 and say, keep the change. Because we are now cowards. But all that is changing. We are coming. My dear brother, we are coming. I assure you, we are coming. Things can never be the same again.
Another thing is bothering me, sir.
Go ahead.
So I want to ask, all these Ezo converts that Erocha has converted to Islam, now that we are afraid of suicide bombers and all the rest of them, are we sure that they will not be using those Ezo converts to bomb our people now?
Of course, no. They are even recruiting more younger ones. There are people using the name of Biafra, but they are Islamic recruits. But they're answering Biafra. I'm not joking with you. I'm being very serious. They are answering Biafra, but they are doing the work of Boko Haram APC. That is their job. Do you know one very funny thing? Do you know that the Governor Kwakwanso was defending Rocha Sokrocha, and people don't know that Rocha Sokrocha's mom is Hausa? Some people come, oh, it's from Niawa. It's a lie. The mother is Hausa. The same way with Omasand and Wachukwu, the mother is from Katsina, Hausa people. Our people must learn. Rocha Sokrocha is doing what any sensible Hausa person will do, which is to turn your traditional institutions to Islamic caliphate. That is number one. By converting traditional rulers to Islam, number one. Number two, Rocha Sokrocha gave over all the general hospitals in Imo State over to his Hausa Fulani fundamentalist friend, a man named Dr. Shuaibu. He is from Kaduna State. He gave it over to his consultancy to manage. Do you know that Rocha Sokrocha took loan from Islamic Bank? People don't know this, but we are telling them. Now, Rocha Sokrocha formed the Biafran group. Do you know that? They formed a group. They answer to Biafra. They're running around saying they're doing Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. I don't understand our people, because they have no shame. There is no principle. There is no honor. There is no dignity. That is why we are poor. God is not stupid. When you don't have any honor, there is no dignity. There is no shame. There is no pride. God can never bless you. Go and check it anywhere in the world. God will never bless you. All the countries doing very well, they have a modicum of pride and dignity within them. That is why they're doing very well. Thank you very much, my dear brother. And may God bless you. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Yeah, this is Adejo calling from Switzerland, director.
From Switzerland, please go ahead. When I came to Switzerland, I was well taken care of. Our people in Zurich and also in Geneva, they were fab. They were marvelous. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I was there too. Director, I want to thank you. I say may God bless you.
He said, and you too. May God bless you too. You're very kind.
May God bless you for the gospel you are spreading. May God bless you for all your efforts. May God bless you for telling people what they need to know. Director, I say may God bless you for spreading the truth all around the world. Director, I really appreciate what you are doing. I really appreciate what you are doing to unite the children of God. You see, I was happy to hear you hammering on the police and our security forces this morning. Director, these are one of the major problems we have. They are one of the major problems we have. I mean, the security officers or the army, so to say. Sometimes I ask myself, do these people listen at all? Are they not seeing that these people they are protecting are making them to be poor? When I was in Nigeria, I was telling one of my police friends, I asked them, why do you people shoot innocent civilians when there are uprisings? I was saying this because they shot that day, I think, a student from one school in Benin. they were rioting, and the police shot some of the students. And I was asking myself, these children, their school fees are being raised to demand that their parents cannot afford, and they are voicing out. Why can't you allow students to protest? What is your problem? What problem do you have to deal with students who are voicing out their pains? You see? So, director, please keep on hammering to the police. They should go and shoot all these our former leaders, or our college leaders, so to say. They should go and shoot all these people that are confabbing or whatever they say they are doing. You see? And this made me to remind when I was still in secondary school, as a kid, one of our students died, and we are doing the burial of this guy that died. And you know, as a student then, we used to spray blue to any person we see. And we happened to spray blue to one guy. He's from Obuko. He's from maybe he's one of the police officers' wives. And this woman went to the station and asked all the police. I don't know how they did it. And this came out and they were chasing all the students, arresting students. I was in jail straight then. Arresting students and detaining students. Such a thing cannot happen in a civilized world. You see? I thank you. Keep on hammering on our security forces. Keep on hammering them. And also, I thank you for what you are saying about the Islam. Don't mind the European Christians. Don't mind the Western world Christians. This is about to take France and Britain very soon. And they will succeed. Islam will take France, Belgium, and British. And they know that.
They know so. My brother, we are losing you. Your line is cutting out. But I have taken your point and thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you are.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Okoye Ikechukwu. I am calling from Anambra State in Biafra land. I am the coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra in Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ikechukwu. Go ahead.
All right, Director. I have been listening to your broadcast, and seriously, I am very, very grateful to you for the work you are doing. I know it hasn't been easy, but I pray that Tukwa Abiyama will continue to strengthen you. Director, the reason why I decided to call is because since I've been listening, I hear people call from this part of the world, in Anambra State, the Biafra land. They come to share their opinion, to air their view. But what baffles me is that most of them do not comply by coming out to join us and also to help in whatever we are doing to see that Biafra, that we help you and all other Biafrans to see that Biafra is restored and partake in giving whatever we have to this struggle. None of them comes out. We are very few in this part of the world. We are very few here in Anambra State. We only have members in Awka and Onitsha. And none of the efforts we are making to guard them, they are not responding. So I don't know, Director, if you would help us. If anybody calls from this part of the world, you help us to ask them to join us.
We shall do so. I shall do so, but when I come home, which will be in the next few days, when I come home, I will personally organize the restructuring and the recruitment effort on the ground. We have an approach and a method that will replicate the same way we are all over the world in over 88 countries. We intend to do the same thing on the ground. And you will see the effect it's going to have. So don't despair. Don't worry. I will come home myself to be able to handle that very phase of our exercise. And do not worry, you will be inundated with people. What we want to do is to recruit quality. We don't want nonsense, because in life there is always fake people. You must be very, very much aware of that. We even have people who are using the name of Biafra to serve Hausa Fulani Caliphate. We must isolate them and kill them off. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, please give us your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Okechukwu Obianyo. I'm calling from London. I come from Anambra State in Ogidi.
Ogidi, thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening. We are in Trinidad and Tobago. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm fully aware of that. Director, I want to thank you. I really want to thank you because you are the man. And there's something that somebody says that before that I really, really admire. He says that you are targeted to a target. My dear brother, I encourage you and the way you are doing things, may God and the Almighty Chukwu Abioma, we bless you.
You say, and you too. You are kind.
My dear, there's this so-called Igbo people. When you are talking about Igbo people, it gives me so concern because you are the only person who pinpoint our problems. That Igbo people could not even pinpoint our own problem by ourselves, but you pinpoint it and you pin it out and you bring it out for people to know this is our problem. These so-called Igbo people who live in North or in so many places who have been hearing about this, our movement, still yet they are ignorant of even making a move. I'm not sorry for them anyway, because it will still happen to them. When it happens, when it comes, then they will face the music by themselves. Because why? I thought that the Igbo people who have been spraying all over the place, they are the people who are supposed to capture these people. And they went there in north and stay like a pusu without doing anything.
like pussycat. My brother, you're very funny.
Yeah, because they are the people. If you look into the history, you will see Igbo people spray all over the world. Why we spray over the world is not for we to be captured. It's for we to capture them, because we are targeted to a target.
That is correct. I agree with you completely and totally. I agree.
My dear brother, the thing is, he gave me so concerned, so really, really concerned that look at we Igbo people, the lion, Ago, which we call ourselves. You look at them, they will go and put a woman and wear Isiago. What that Isiago for? What is it for? So a lion turned to pussy. So anyway, pussy come from a lion family anyway, but that does not mean that pussy cannot do what lion did.
But pussy ran away. Agowuru. People don't know the name of what is the name of pussy? What is the name of pussy in the is Agowuru, which is daytime tiger or lion that operates during the day. The reason is that the big lion called a meeting of all the children, including leopards, including all the other jaguar, all the family, the cat family. And so frightened them. Some of them ran away into the people's houses. That's how pussy came into the house. The ones that were brave enough stayed in the forest, stayed in the bush. But pussy ran home.
I put that into all Igbo men, to all Igbo people who are in northern places. Look at what they are doing to themselves. And Mr. Director, please, I really, really want to thank you and thank Chukwu Abioma, who brought you. As you are a star. You are a star. You are even more than a star. Barrister Bamizu was even saying something that nobody should classify you to classify you like so-and-so people. But I haven't even got what to put you on, because you are more than what people think you are. And another thing I want to talk about is about the about our Igbo people, because those things give me concern about Igbo men, Igbo people. There are so many of them who mothered by Hausa Fulani people at the same time. And Mr. Director, a lot of things is happening in a so-called zoo. So many things are happening there. And there is people, Igbo people, we Biafrans, Biafran, no, okay, let me not just say Igbo. I say Biafran, we Biafrans, we see it and overlook it. Look at the way you educate us. You tell us about every damn thing that is happening, that is about to happen. That the one that is even happening right now, you are telling us about it. And people cannot even make move. When he caught somebody in the zoo, did you hear about Radio Biafra? He said, no. We know, I don't know about it. I keep telling my people in my village, all of them listening to Radio Biafra. Because I say, if you don't listen to Radio Biafra, when he comes, when the war comes, if I come there, I'll smash you on. Carry on.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. You are very kind. And God bless you. Thank you very much. There is a news I have to give to you, my dear brother. Stay where you are. You know that the Chibok whole thing is a fraud, is a scam. When we told people that Chibok is a fraud, they were not listening to us. Oh, no, it's not possible. Now, children are missing. They are mad people. Mad people. Sometimes, I'm... Chukwu Abiyama should have converted Black Africa to one huge agricultural land. People can use it for farming and feed maybe aliens in outer space, because we are, frankly speaking, in this UG, we are occupying space. We are a waste of space because we don't reason properly. I feel ashamed of myself sometimes. Coming from Black Africa is a shame and a disgrace to humanity. Here is the news for those of you who don't quite follow and appreciate, not from Radio Biafra, from Vanguard. Now listen very carefully. Do you know that Goodluck Jonathan gave 100 million naira to the parents of Chibok girls, allegedly? These are men that they recruited to come to Abuja to collect money. The whole thing was planned. And do you know how we know it was planned? They have leaders. Even the Chibok parents, they now have leaders, leaders of the parents of the Chibok girls. And they took the money that Jonathan gave to them. This is the story being broken by Vanguard newspaper, not Radio Biafra, that the world may understand that anything you hear from us is gospel. Anything you hear from Radio Biafra is gospel. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We do not change. We don't falter. We call a spade a spade. Most people don't like it because they are from Black Africa. That's why they are poor. Here we speak the truth. As we say, where we come from, we speak the truth that the devil may be shamed. On Radio Biafra, we pride ourselves on it. We bring you the news in a way that other people only dream about. That is why we are a phenomenon. A global phenomenon. Everyone listens to us. This is the news from Vanguard, not from Radio Biafra. I'll read it verbatim. The 100 million naira cash gift allegedly given to parents of abducted Chibok girls when they met President Goodluck Jonathan on July the 22nd at the presidential villa is now causing disquiet among their grieved parents. They have reportedly cried out that they have been cheated by their community leaders in their sharing formula. The presidency allegedly handed over the money to the leaders of the Chibok community in Abuja for onward presentation to the parents of the abducted schoolgirls. According to a report monitored on BBC, Hausa Service, BBC, Ndoshi, Hausa Service, BBC. Oh, God. However, some of the parents are now alleging that the Abuja-based community leaders have shortchanged them. One parent who was among those who visited the president told BBC that he got only 200,000 naira. He said, this is a direct quote from him, "I got only 200,000 naira out of the said 100 million naira allegedly received by our leaders in Abuja. Some of us got 300,000 and some less than that." He also said that he was not comfortable with the way the money was shared among the parents of the kidnapped girls. According to him, "Our leaders in Abuja are using the girls to enrich themselves. Did we not tell people that? Ndebanye, some, if not for Chukwu Abiyama, if not for God, some of our people are not worthy to be served. We told you that this is a sham. Some of you didn't believe it. Some idiots calling themselves Igbo people. We are all over the place doing bring back our girls. We told CNN, this is a charade. I will quote this man again that people may hear.
those of you who are deaf may hear very well that Radio Biafra is a phenomenon. We are a gospel. We epitomize everything you need to know about truthful journalism. Not rubbish. Do we look like BBC to you or CNN that lie? We don't lie. That is why everybody listens to us. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. We don't have time for lies and fabrications. It is here. I will repeat a direct quote from a so-called Chibok parent so that you will hear. There are people who can't reason properly. We are not in the same league. Some of you are not in the same league as us. If you are an indigenous Biafran, you are in a separate league from the monkeys that inhabit Black Africa, who can't reason properly. A direct quote, not from Radio Biafra, direct from a Chibok parent. I will quote again. Our leaders in Abuja are using the girls to enrich themselves. In fact, some of the parents were screened out of the entourage by the Chibok leaders in Abuja. Many of them are residents of Abuja, not parents of the kidnapped girls. A big scam. You sit in Abuja, you plan one useless rubbish, get useless gullible BBC and CNN to carry it. Everybody, he said, bring back your girls. It's a big fraud. 100 million naira fraud. They have killed our parents. They have killed our daughters. They have destroyed our way of life. Nobody is asking our people, how are you doing? Nobody is asking our girls, how are you surviving? Families shut down. Nyanya Park bombing. Biafran slaughtered. All the church killings. Sabongeri in Kanu. Everywhere our people are being chased and killed. How many of them has been compensated? I asked Jonathan. How many of them have we compensated? How many have we compensated? I asked myself. The answer is none. The answer is none. You have Ohanaeze Ndigbo, you have Igbo governors. How many compensation have you won for your people? A group of Hausa Fulani men in Abuja orchestrated the charade, that is the kidnapping of the Chibok girls. Today they have received 100 million naira and they have shared pittance to the alleged parents that they recruited to serve this very heinous deed. This is Radio Biafra. We are not like any other. We cannot be like them. If we had the budget, I assure you nobody will watch CNN or BBC. Everybody will listen to Radio Biafra and Biafra Television. The world knows this is where they come to get the truth. The whole truth. And anytime we tell you something, you accept it. It is gospel. Gospel. Anything we tell you is fact. You may not comprehend it because you're not enlightened enough as much as we are. We are educated, we are enlightened, and we make no apologies for that. If you feel or think you are educated enough, I challenge you to a debate. Live debate. If you survive 5 minutes in the debate, then you know you're a man. 5 minutes only, and you'll be flawed. Only two questions. This is Radio Biafra. I need the barrister. I don't know if the barrister can hear me. Barrister Mamezu, is there any way you can hear me? Because I cannot have this type of news all to myself. No, barrister cannot hear me. But he will rejoin me in a minute. I know that for sure. I know he will rejoin me. We are reporting today.
Director, I'm here.
No, barrister cannot hear me.
Director, I'm here.
Please go ahead. Go ahead, barrister. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you please repeat the news?
Barrister, your line is also up. I know you're getting ready to go to work. I'll repeat the news for you. We are report, not us, Vanguard newspaper, not us. We don't take credit for the news that we don't have or report ourselves. 100 million naira largesse. Our leaders cheated us. The Chibok issue, the saga, has now come to the fore. Barrister, if you're paying attention, the 100 million naira cash gift Jonathan gave alleged parents of the Chibok girls, 100 million naira. He has not seen the girls. Nobody knows where they are. No pictures, nothing. But the scam is working. 100 million naira cash gift allegedly given to parents of Chibok girls when they met President Goodluck Jonathan on July the 22nd at the presidential villa is now causing disquiet among their grieved parents. They have reportedly cried out that they have been cheated by their community leaders. in the sharing formula. They even have a sharing formula. You know the way you have the derivation formula for sharing crude oil. Everything is money. Everything has a formula. Everything is rotation. It's a baton to rule. Mad people. The presidency, I continue to read this news. The presidency allegedly handed over the money to leaders of the Chibok community in Abuja for onward presentation to parents of the Abuja school girls. According to a report monitored on Hausa surface of the BBC, and also I was on a BBC, they speak Hausa language on BBC, not Igbo, not Ibibio. We pay license fee in London, they use it to broadcast in Hausa language. God will punish them, BBC. According to a report monitored on Hausa service of the BBC, however, some of the parents are now alleging that the Abuja-based community leaders have sustained. There are people based in Abuja campaigning for the Abuja Chibok leaders. What errant nonsense. Only in the zoo, Abuja-based leaders. Every community has a leader in Abuja. One parent who was among those who visited the president told BBC he got only 200,000 naira. You do the mathematics, for goodness sake. How many girls were abducted? How many parents attended? Nobody knows. They said they got 100 million. They gave them only 200,000. He said, I got only 200,000 naira out of the said 100 million allegedly received by our leaders in Abuja. Some of us got 300,000 naira and some less than that. He also said that he was not comfortable with the way the money was being shared among parents of the kidnapped girls. According to him, this is a direct quote from the man, our leaders in Abuja are using the girls to enrich themselves. You make up your mind, barrister. I have made up mine. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. You see, all these things boils down to that foolish president called Goodluck Jonathan. Yesterday, I touched on this. Goodluck Jonathan is the only president on earth who prepares and willing and ready to bribe rather than to investigate. He is a very lazy president that ought not even to be there. How many Biafrans are being killed? 2 days ago, he was saying, thank God that Buhari was not killed in this bomb blast, something that was stage money, something that was properly prepared so that you will not think or believe that Buhari is part of this Boko Haram business. Just well orchestrated, well planned. Now, Goodluck Jonathan is telling us, had Buhari died in this bomb attack, the whole Nigeria would have exploded. What rubbish. His best friend, Asare Dokubo, was not even happy with such a statement. Only one man, Goodluck Jonathan, is making such a statement. But Biafrans are dying every day. Has Goodluck ever come on the air and say, Biafrans, we are sorry for all these killings? Never. I hope those, Director, remember I used to support this man only to realize that he's more foolish than I ever thought. He did not regard our people. Why? Because himself is an Hausa man. He was just put there to carry on part of, there is something I sent you, Director, I don't know, and although Chemefo is working on it, he's going to put it forward to play it probably today also. It is quite a big shame we've delayed so long to have our own media. But we're here to stay. They are sharing money for what has never existed. And this particular money will fall back into the hands of Boko Haram to buy them more ammunition. Are we surprised? 176 Boko Haram arrested and jailed. Goodluck Jonathan released them. Gave them 3 million each, which they used to buy SCV. Since then, attack has carried on. Attacks has increased on Biafrans. Goodluck Jonathan is a disgrace. And you know the funny thing, I'm much more upsetting. Biafrans voted for this guy thinking that they have got their own man because he came from Delta or wherever he came from, not knowing that this is an Hausa man being given to us. What has he done? Bribing Ohanaeze and they are fighting over it. This man has never come out one day and say, Biafrans, you've died enough. I'll have to do something about this. No, he's prepared to go and pay Chibok girl because this little girl who was shot by the Afghanistan, what's his name? What they call him? This little girl who came from Afghanistan. I've forgotten the name of this little girl.
The one that was shot, is that the girl?
That, yes, that the girl who came to Nigeria, they use it as a ploy to tell Goodluck Jonathan, go and meet the Chibok girl's parents and blah, blah, blah. Has Goodluck Jonathan ever met any Biafran victim? No. He's never seen none of them. He's never made any compensation because he said it with him, with his mouth. 3 years ago, he will never compensate victims of Boko Haram. Why is he now paying for supposed abducted girls? There's no proof, no evidence, not investigated. Americans are there, Britain are there, Israel are there, trying to investigate. Up to today, my mom was saying to me, what are they still saying there? Why are they still there? They're going to investigate the Chibok girls. And they have already said that there's nothing. They can't find anything. But they're still there. Boko Haram are still bombing. Their presence there is questionable, director. But what Goodluck Jonathan is doing and carry on doing is shameful, disgraceful. He ought not to be there any longer. He should go. Even if he declare Biafra, he shouldn't come to Biafra because Biafra land will not welcome him. He is joining Boko Haram and killing us, attacking us, not saying anything but paying Boko Haram and their people. He's a big disgrace. Shame on that Goodluck Jonathan. Shame on him. He's not a Biafran. He's an Hausa man. That's all I can say for now, director.
Thank you. The very eminent barrister himself. You're a good man. Barrister is a good man. This is Radio Biafra. We do apologize for those who cannot get through. We have come to the end of our program this very morning. And the time here, if I'm not mistaken, is approximately 2.5 minutes past 4 a.m. in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. We have brought to a successful conclusion our worldwide presentation of our AM broadcast on this very day, the first day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. We thank all of you for having joined us. We are coming to you again this afternoon here in Trinidad and Tobago. Time, 1 p.m. at the University of the West Indies. I feel very academic already. I love to debate. I love to discuss issues within academic surroundings. It's a throwback to my days at the university. I loved it. Today we are going to get all academic at the University of the West Indies here in Trinidad. The Faculty of Engineering, Lecture Theater, Room Number 2, Radio Biafra. From there we'll come to humanity. We will go to preach this very gospel that Chukwu Abiama has ordained that we must preach. I consider it a privilege and a unique honor to serve the people of Biafra in whatever capacity they have deemed it necessary to deploy me to. Therefore, this very message, the propagation of this very gospel of restoration, the dissemination of information that will gather momentum and lead us into that very promised land, a free and a sovereign state called Biafra, is here to be preached. And we must do so without fear before our enemies. That is why we continue ceaselessly to enjoin you, to thank you, to continue to participate in all that we present before you. Because therein lies the path to freedom. This is Radio Biafra. Most thank you. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. You join us once again. It is 7 p.m. is going to be in Biafra land. 7 p.m. it will be in England, in London to be precise. Here it will be 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And Radio Biafra shall come to you live and direct. Thank you once again. Chukwu Abiama is your God. But before we go, we must remind you that the reason why we are so phenomenally successful is because here, Biafra is our religion. On this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you safe. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much.
and a very early good morning from here in Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago. God bless you all.